I think she said she had a bad rotor cuff or something, whatever it was in there. She said they had to go in there and do surgery and put some stainless steel bolts in her arm. And she said, now then, I can raise my arm about this high, but that hurts, and said, I can't do it anymore, but said, at least I can use it. I said, wow. I said, Ruth, I believe with all my heart that the Jesus I serve is so forgiving. How many of y'all believe Jesus is forgiving? Hey, he is a forgiving God. Now, aren't we glad? Oh, I'm so glad. Because here's Ruth now, which has been a disobedient daughter of the king, which has had surgery on her arm, and they put bolts in it. I said, now, I believe it with all my heart that if you'll tell the Lord that I am so sorry that I have not been to church, I have not put you first. See, have any of you ever read in a scripture where we are to put nothing before God? He is to be number one. Have you ever read that, ma'am? It's really in there, isn't it? We are to put God first in everything we do. Is that right? Okay, so why don't we do that? You know, that was my next question. Why didn't I do that? I've been in church all of my life. But the first 25 years of my life, I certainly didn't put him first. Did I have sickness and disease? Oh, yeah. Did I have any idea where it was coming from? Had no clue. No idea. But now then, I can look back on my life and I can see, just like when I asked Ruth, I said, if you will ask the Lord to forgive you for not going to church, and you will tell him you will put him first, you will read his word, and you'll start going to church and tithing and everything and doing all the things the Lord requires you to do as a daughter of the king, you will tell him you'll go out and after you study his word, you'll go out and talk to people about Jesus, you'll start producing some kind of fruit for the kingdom of God. I mean, do something. You know, do something. I said, you're a little lady, so maybe you can make a cake or something for the neighbor when they get sick or something, but do something with the gifts that God's given you to bless the kingdom, the body of Christ. And she said, yes, Lord, I will do that. He said, Lord, I'm sorry that I have not been an obedient daughter. I mean, I realize what he's telling me is the truth. I do need to be in your word, and I do need to go to church. I know that, but I've just not done it. So, Lord, would you please forgive me, and I will start going to church and start doing what you say. I said, okay. Now, how many of y'all believe that if we confess our sin, he's righteous and just to forgive our sin? Isn't that good? What an awesome God he is. And then 1 John 1:9, he clearly said that. So I believe with all my heart, since he can't lie, he said, if you confess your sin, I'm righteous and just to forgive your sin and to restore you to fellowship. I love that. And so I said, okay, so now then, what in that scripture there that we just read, what did he say I could ask for? Now, wait a minute. What could I possibly want to ask for with a girl that just had surgery? She's got stainless steel bolts in her arm and can't raise her arm up. What might I think about asking for? Huh? Reckon I could ask the Lord to restore that arm and ask him to change that stainless steel bolts back into flesh and bone? You reckon God could do something like that? You reckon our God's big enough to answer a prayer like that? Yeah, you believe he can do that too, huh? Well, I believe he can do it. And so I asked that prayer. I asked the Father in Jesus' name to restore Ruth's arm and to turn those stainless steel bolts or whatever it was they put in her arm back into flesh and bone and make her arm normal where she could raise her arm straight up. And I said, Father, thank you. Now, what did he say I could ask for? Why don't we ever use these kind of promises? Maybe the word's not in us. Maybe that's what was wrong with me the first 25 years of my Christian life. Because if somebody had said, I want you to pray for this girl, this girl right here, she's got a stainless steel bolt in her right arm, and I want you to touch it right there and ask God to change that bolt back into flesh and bone, I'd have said, you need to find somebody else. Have you ever been there? Oh, I have. You ask me to pray for you and expect God to do something like that? Hey, somebody said, she's just got a cold this morning. Would you ask the Lord to heal her nose? Well, I know he can do that, but I ain't sure he will, so I better get somebody else to do that too. Have any of y'all ever been where I've been in prayer? So y'all know where I'm coming from, right? But now then, I have studied the Word all these years, and I've developed some pretty significant faith, and I know these promises, so I know what my Jesus, our Jesus, can do. And so I asked the Lord to turn those bolts back into flesh and bone and to heal her arm. I said, "Now, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you that it's done." He said, "Do all things with prayer and thanksgiving." Is that what he said? You know, let your request be made known unto God. And so I believe that the King can do exceedingly, Ephesians 3:20, I believe he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can even think or imagine. Don't you, brother? I mean, he's, after all, he's God, right? Absolutely. And so I prayed that prayer of faith for Ruth. And then after I prayed and thanked the Lord for doing it, I said, "Now, Ruth, raise your arm up." He said, "How high?" I said, "Well, just straight up." And she said, "What?" And she started up, and her arm just went straight up. And as her arm went straight up, she's just looking, she's screaming, "My goodness, look at this. I have no pain in my arm." And all of a sudden, I heard this little other little voice over there in the background saying, "Lord, I repent. I repent." I said, "Lisa, what's wrong with you?" She said, "Thurman, I've had 3 surgeries, and the last time they put 2 stainless steel rods up my back." And she said, "I can only bend over about 10 degrees. I have to take little bitty steps." And she said, "I had no idea that my disobedience as a daughter of God was bringing all this sickness and pain into my body." She said, "Lord, I'll do anything. I'll put you first. I'll love you. I'll serve you. I'll get in your word. I'll go to church every Sunday if you'll heal me." Now, is that, when God shows up, does that get people's attention?
Yeah.
See, these two girls knew each other. They lived right down the street. Both of them were friends. And so when she saw Ruth raise that arm, she knew she couldn't do that before. So, I mean, she's over there crying, "Lord, I repent, I repent." And I walked over and I said, "Lord, you heard her declaration." So I laid my hand on her back. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus." Now, what did Jesus say I could ask for in John 15:7? Isn't that awesome? That he give us these wonderful promises. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, would you turn the stainless steel rods and everything that they've done in Lisa's back into flesh and bone? Would you make those rods flesh and bone and then put everything in her back normal, make her back perfect, no pain, no nothing, all the vertebrae or discs or whatever you call those things back there, put them all in order and make them perfect in the name of Jesus." I said, "Lord, thank you. It's done." I said, "Now, Lisa, bend over and touch your toes." And this girl went right down on the floor, touched the toes, and jumped up running in place screaming, "I'm healed too, Ruth, praise the Lord." What kind of a God do we serve? I mean, first of all, you got to be able to think like that, because when God says there, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask for what? Now, that's a pretty big statement coming from the King of the universe, isn't it? See, you couldn't come to me and say, "Thurman, I'll do anything, whatever you request, I'll do it." Because I might request something you couldn't do. Same way with me. I can't make a statement like that to you because you might ask for something that's impossible for me to do. But with God, he can make a statement like that, can't he? He's big enough to do anything exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or imagine. Now then, what was it that brought these girls into this sickness and disease and these surgeries? Disobedience to serving God. Somebody says, "Well, I know that God says we are to put him first, but I never heard anybody say it will make me sick." Well, let me tell you, it will. I have seen it, and I mean, many Christians. Now then, before we go to this scripture I'm going to, I want to take you to 3 places in God's Word, and I want you to meditate on these with me. I want to take you to Exodus 15:26. And I want you just to look at this scripture in Exodus 15:26. And he said, "If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now then, I want you to meditate on that just a moment. And this is one place. Now this is under the law. Now we got a better covenant today. We got a much better covenant. But under this covenant, if we just had this one, if we had this one, and if we, maybe we don't understand what diligence is. What is diligence? Is there a difference between just seeking God and diligently seeking God? A bunch of difference, yeah. But see, his word didn't say, if you'll look for me once in a while. You know, if you'll look for me when you're sick. But if you'll diligently seek me, all the time, read my word, praise me, worship me, not be ashamed of me. When you're a young person in school, I mean, you know, today we just gone, the reason we have lost our religious freedom in America is because we as daddies have not taught our children how to be faithful and walk in power in the Holy Ghost in school. You know, I think about this story. Somebody sent me an email the other day. I was so blessed. They said there was a university, and you know nearly all of our universities were started by good Christian men. And now then you can't even talk about Jesus in most of them, and some of them are seminaries. That's what's so sad. But anyway, there was one of our good, supposedly, used to be Christian schools, and there was a young man that was been in Afghanistan and for two or three tours, and he came back, and he was going to be home for a year or something before he had to go back. So he decided to take a course in one of our universities and get a little more knowledge and further his education. So he comes in, sits down to class, and he's taking this class. I don't remember what it was, but he's taking the class. And then one day the professor walks in, and he's got some kind of a problem that day. He walks in shaking his fist, said, "How many of you guys in here believe that there's really a God?" Well, there was only a few of them held their hands up. Most of them were intimidated and knew he was up to something, so they was not willing to jump up and say, "I believe in Jesus."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.